comments made by the Taoiseach yesterday related to the possibility that people from the Republic might be advised not to cross the border over Christmas because of the high level of COVID cases in Northern Ireland generate the lead story in today's Irish Independent, Irish Examiner and Irish News. The Examiner leads with the line that a spokesman for the Taoiseach quickly moved to rule out the suggestion, which he said had not been discussed in the context of easing the current Level 5 measures. Under the headline, Dublin urged to assure public we won't close border for Christmas, the Irish News reports that Sinn Féin and the SDLP have called for clarity on the situation. In a piece in today's Independent, meanwhile, Philip Ryan writes that, whether by design or by chance, Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar have developed a good cop, bad cop routine as the government prepares the exit strategy for the second lockdown. The other big story this morning is the death yesterday of footballer Diego Maradona, who is pictured on the front of all of today's papers. The lead headlines in the Irish Daily Mirror, Irish Sun and Herald all make a play on the phrase "hand of God," used to describe that infamous goal which knocked England out of the World Cup in 1986. Niall Quinn is quoted describing him as the best player in the world ever in the Mirror. Gary Lineker is quoted in the Sun saying that after a blessed but troubled life, hopefully he'll find some comfort in the hands of God, while the Herald runs with a quote from Pelé in which he says, "One day I hope we will play soccer together in the sky." Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Times leads with the line that the French government is laying claim to a €5 billion compensation fund set aside for the countries which will be hit hard by Brexit, of which Ireland had hoped to get the lion's share. Naomi O'Leary quotes an EU diplomat saying that certain member states began to see this whole fund as a sort of fish compensation fund, almost exclusively for fish and almost exclusively for France. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports on the death yesterday of Patricia Carrick, less than a month after she received a state apology from the Taoiseach for her misdiagnosis for cervical cancer. The paper also reports that more than 400 other women are currently suing the state over alleged failures in cervical screening. Price rise as factories on the hunt for cattle. That's the lead story in today's Irish Farmers Journal, which reports that Christmas buying and Brexit stockpiling are driving demand. Adam Woods also reports that the lifting of restrictions on restaurants and smaller Christmas gatherings are other factors which are expected to boost the demand for beef. And finally, the fact that we'll find out about the lifting of the current restrictions immediately before tomorrow night's Late Late Toy Show generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Star. And indeed, yesterday's reveal that the wonderful world of Roald Dahl is to be the theme of this year's show receives coverage in all of today's papers, alongside pictures of Ryan Tuberty dressed as fantastic Mr. Fox. Tubbs is Mr. Fox on the box, is the headline in the Mirror.